Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw, sitting here with my good buddy and pastor, Chuck Allen.
Hey, Bobby. Hello, everybody.
We're glad you're listening today. Oftentimes on the Weekday Podcast, it's one of us talking, but we thought, wouldn't it be cool if we got to sit down together? Because we do this sometimes on Sunday mornings, yeah. Part of teaching, and we love getting to do it, so it's fun to be in the studio with you today.
It really is.
So the last couple of weeks, people have been asking questions for these Ask Me Anything podcasts, and One of the things that comes up a lot is the stuff about communications. So I'm going to ask you this question. What do these four animals have in common? Lions, otters, golden retrievers, and beavers.
Well, first, what they have in common is that a guy by the name of Gary Smalley flew all over the country 20 years ago, telling us that our temperaments fall into those categories of those animals. And he's right.
Yeah.
Every human on the planet has a temperament.
Yeah.
Now, a temperament, it's probably about 27% of your personality, but it's the part of your personality that everybody else experiences. And you have been given this, as the Creator said, we need you, we're going to make you just perfect for this. And so when the Creator made Bobby, you have a temperament, which is uniquely different than mine.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about that. So everybody has a temperament.
Yep.
There's not a right and wrong temperament. Nope. It's just different.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, one of the things you never want to try to do is try to change your temperament. All you really want to do is understand it and then be able to move toward what your strengths are.
Yeah.
And this is the hard part, being able to value people different than you, who have different temperaments than you, and even people that you may have a hard time respecting, trying to figure out how do their strengths overcome your weaknesses. When we talk about temperaments, and this is true for every single person on the planet, we have extraordinary strengths that the divine has given us at birth. But with every strong and amazing strength, there is also a great challenge.
Yeah.
And when we look at our strength, we often find that the brighter our strength, the more glaring our weakness.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a balance there. And it's kind of like when you look at those four animals. We've been telling people, or I have more than 60,000 people over the years,
wow,
saying that there is a process you can learn where you can know how God's wired you, why you act and react the way you do, especially in relationships like at work, in teamwork, but really plays out with our family and our spouse.
I find this fascinating because we talk to tons of couples.
Yeah.
Sometimes workplaces will have you try to determine your temperament, but a lot of people never do this.
Right.
And so whenever we're able to walk through premarital counseling couples with this, or even churches as a whole, I always see light bulbs go on because people begin to understand themselves better so that they can understand others better.
And the more we understand who we are and how we act and react, the greater opportunity we have to find what our strengths are and be able to pair ourselves, not just with people that we have an opportunity to succeed with, but the opportunity to have a greater return from. I believe in the kingdom's work, God, our Creator, looked at each of us and gave us these unique temperaments.
So let's talk about them in a nutshell. Okay. What are those four things? So sometimes they're animals, sometimes they're letters.
Yeah, so like the lion is the letter D, dominant, me kill family, you know, feed my family, kill bear, you know? These are the people who go in and just move stuff around. They take over, they're kind of rude, they're pushy. These are the people that start wars and end wars.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're driven by accomplishment. They're driven by getting something done.
Hmm.
So then you've got an I temperament. There's an otter.
Yeah, playful otter.
Absolutely. See, that person that's the D, that is the lion, they're about getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
But they're task-oriented. They don't really know they may hurt people's feelings. They don't know along the process that, wait a minute, I need people around me that are people-oriented like that otter.
Yeah.
And those folks, they're all about doing things together.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because they are an I because of the word influence.
Yeah.
They influence with what they say, what they do, and most importantly, they influence people by their attitude.
Yeah.
When they're having a bad day, we're all having a bad day.
Yeah.
You know?
And what I've found is these people can be a lot of fun. If there's not a party, they're starting the party.
That's right.
They want everybody to have a good time.
At some point, they are going to be heard loudly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The third one's a C, which often is called a golden retriever.
Well, actually, the third one is an S, but that's okay.
Yeah,
you totally blew that.
I blew it.
But that's okay. I mean, the live audience is going to forgive us anyway.
Yeah.
Because you were really a mess earlier as we were recording.
Thanks for putting that on audio.
I know it. I just want to be a blessing. So with that retriever, that S, these people are steady. I mean, you can count on these folks to be the best friends in the world. You can count on these folks to always show up. You can count on these folks to always do the right thing for the right motivation. If you take a high D that really is just driven like a lion, if they ever look at you and say, Bobby, no, really, how are you? They're lying. They don't care. The I may never ask, how are you? They just want to be with you. But when the S says to you, when that retriever says, Bobby, how are you? They meaningfully, deeply want to say, how can I be a part of helping you? Yeah. And then that C comes along.
Yeah. So that's the busy beaver.
Absolutely.
That's the punch list.
Yep.
Check it off kind of person.
Absolutely.
Everything's in order. They actually fold their socks in
that's
an orderly
exactly
way.
Right. They like everything in its place, and they like everything in the place to be right.
Yeah.
But these are the kind of folks that read the owner's manual of a refrigerator.
Yeah.
The rest of us just plug it in, and they hope it works.
That's right.
You know, the best way I can describe how all of these, how the Lord as a creator looked at all of these and how they kind of shine together is imagine that we're sitting at a dinner table, and you spill your tea. Right? So if a high D, if a lion is around, their reaction is, what in the world? You ruined the whole night. You raised it in a barn. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of grace there. Right? But if it's an I, if it's that person that really is just, man, it's all about fun, they might see you spill the tea and think, ooh, food fight. They're all in.
Yeah.
Right?
They're spilling theirs as well.
Then you got that S temperament, that retriever. They've already gotten you another glass of tea, and they've already started mopping up where you made a mess, and they've put their hand on your shoulder and says, let's pray for Bobby. You must have a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Right? And then when you get to that busy beaver, they're going to tell you how you were wrong and moving your arm the wrong way, and they need you to know.
They've got a new process on how to do it in
exactly.
the future. Step number one.
That's right. Here's how you do that.
Yeah.
Because they think, well, and usually they are, right.
Yeah.
And they're driven by that. But when you think about all these temperaments, most of us have blends. Very few of us have just one thing.
Yeah.
And in those blends, we figure out how we best communicate, not just inside the kingdom, but with people who don't know Christ, with our spouses, with our children. And when we know how we can best utilize the gifts that God has given us from birth, and then from when we're born again, oh my goodness, communication's like quicksilver.
Yeah. It's so good. This is such a great topic. So you've literally led 60 plus thousand people through the process of discovering there. So if you're watching or if you're listening and you're in the Sugar Hill Church area, here in the next couple months, we're going to put together basically a workshop where you can learn more about how you're wired. And I would encourage you, even if you've done it before, be part of that. Now, if you're watching or listening and you can't be here, drop us an email. Send us an email to podcast@sugarhillchurch.com, and we've got a resource that we can send your way.
Absolutely.
Because I really believe that the better you understand yourself, the better you're going to be able to get along with the people that are in your life.
Sounds a lot like something Paul or Timothy would say, doesn't it?
It really does. Well, thanks for joining us on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. It's a ton of fun to be able to hang out with Chuck. If there's any question you want us to tackle in future episodes, drop us an email, podcast@sugarhillchurch.com. And if nothing else, join us next time on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.
Bye now.